They've got no idea, thought Kaa. No idea how much danger they're in. He pulled up his collar, even though he was already soaked to the skin, and looked out across the street. It was quiet because of the awful weather, but a few people still went about their business. A man in a dark suit ate a sandwich under a dripping canopy. Cars swished across the slick road. A boy, holding hands with his mother, rushed into a shoe shop to get out of the downpour. It had been raining for days, but the low gray clouds showed no signs of being empty. The streets were saturated, and puddles dotted the rooftop on which Ka stood. He looked down at the second-hand sneakers he'd found at a clothing bank. Water had long ago seeped through the fabric, and his toes squelched. But he'd been wet through enough times in his life that it didn't really bother him. Growing up in the Nest, in Blackstone Park, he'd survived many storms which had blown through the city and ripped the tarpaulin cover loose. If they couldn't fix it, Ka and his crows just huddled down, lashed by the wind and rain. He had hated it, but he always knew it would pass.
I've forgotten what the sun looks like, said Screech.
The youngest of Ka's crows was sitting on the roof parapet, with his feathers puffed out to protect him from the rain. The other two birds perched beside him.
Maybe we should go home, said Glum hopefully.
His beak rested on his chest, and his eyes were shut. Shimmer cocked her head.
Quit complaining, she said. A bit of water won't do you any harm.
To anyone in the street below, the three crows would have looked completely unremarkable, Ka thought. But then, nobody but a feral would realize he could understand what they were saying.
Crum wants us to wait here while he checks out the bank, said Ka, nodding at the building across the street.
There are 20 banks in Blackstone, said Glum. The chances of them hitting this one are pretty slim.
Ka shrugged.
I can go down and take a look if you want, said Shimmer, hopping restlessly.
Ka thought about it. Their enemies could be down below, and if they saw a crow acting strangely, it might spook them. He wondered if he should send Shimmer to the hospital instead, to check on Selena. At least that would give her something to do. She would obey him, though she wasn't exactly crazy about the daughter of the Mother of Flies. No one was, really, apart from Ka. But Selena Davenport was in the hospital because of him. She had taken a bullet to save his life. In the 2 weeks since the battle on top of Commissioner Davenport's apartment, Selena had lain unconscious in a Blackstone hospital bed. The doctors didn't know why she wasn't waking up. They thought it might be some sort of infection. Ka's friend, Crum, the pigeon feral, said it might be better if she never woke up. Ka couldn't reply to that. Despite what everyone else thought, Selena was his friend. She'd stuck by him when it mattered most.
Hello, said Shimmer. What do you say, boss? I can scan the block. No one will ever see me.
Okay, said Ka. Just be careful.
Shimmer took off, spreading her wings in a low glide and dipping out of sight. Ka would ask Glum to take on hospital duty later. Any day now, there must be good news. He heard a squeak and turned to see Pip, the young mouse feral, and the lanky Crum climbing up from the fire escape.
About time, said Glum.
Crum was holding aloft a battered umbrella, and Pip stayed close to his side as they hurried across the roof. A pigeon landed with a clumsy hop beside Crum.
Keep watch, Bobbin, said the pigeon feral.
Despite the umbrella, his blonde hair lay in wet straggles across his forehead, and his scruffy beard was beaded with water.
This is the place.
Ka looked across the street at the ornate three-story facade of the Blackstone Savings Bank.
How do you know? He said. Everything looks normal.
Turns out the manager is a feral, said Pip eagerly.
The Mouse Talker's eyes were eager saucers under the hood of his waterproof jacket. It was at least three sizes too big and came down to his knees. Crumb nodded.
Pickwick, the Sparrow Talker. That's probably why the escaped convicts chose it. They get the money, plus they hit back at the ferals who were trying to stop them.